Today is the 10th of May, and joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Riley Galloway. Good morning, Riley.
Good morning, Tom.
What have you learned about today?
Well, on this day in 1993, a Paul Cézanne still life painting sold for nearly $28 million, which is just an insane amount of money. He was a French artist and post-impressionist painter of the 19th century and is considered by many as the inventor of modern expressionism. Picasso described him as the father of us all.
And you've got an interesting story on his death, I understand.
Oh, yes. So he died... I'll get to the death in a moment. He was out in the fields and became caught in a storm, but decided to endure it for several hours to continue painting. Went out again the next day to paint, but fainted and died several days later of pneumonia. People like to say that Cézanne died for his work in this sense, which is quite a sweet sentiment, I think.
It's one way to look at it.
And the stupid, really.
We'll go with the sentimental one, I reckon. And the paintings sold for a lot of money, but his paintings have since made much more, haven't they?
Oh, yes, they have. So quite recently, one of his paintings sold for several hundreds of millions of dollars, it got me looking at the prices that people have been paying for paintings these days and what the most expensive painting currently sits at. Last year, a Da Vinci painting sold at an auction in New York for $450 million. The auction went for 18 minutes, and you can only imagine how fantastic that would have been to watch. It's about 500 years old and one of fewer than 20 paintings by Da Vinci known to exist. It was owned by a Russian billionaire and bought by United Arab Emirates capital Abu Dhabi's Department of Culture and Tourism, so you can only imagine what kind of money they're swimming in over there. And one day I too will be a Russian billionaire with a Da Vinci of my own, Tom.
Certainly, that's something to aspire towards. Sure. I don't know if it's an unrealistic goal, but it's nice to have dreams.
Yes.
Any birthdays we should know about today?
It's the birthday of husband of former UK Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, Dennis Thatcher. I understand this isn't a particularly interesting choice of birthday shout-outs, though anyone who hasn't seen The Iron Lady with Meryl Streep and Jim Broadbent should watch it immediately. But I did think it interesting that, of course, Thatcher is his last name and the name that she has adopted as a woman and wife, tradition that women still seem to follow, which I find utterly pointless. So if anyone wondering, Margaret was born Margaret Hilda Roberts.
Maybe Margaret Roberts isn't a catchy Prime Minister name.
No, it doesn't seem to have the same air of authority and legacy, I suppose, but it's grown on me a little bit.
Who knows? I can't speak for her decisions. Any other birthdays today?
Oh, it's Bono's birthday as well. So the lead singer of U2 turns 58. Bono's nickname comes from the Latin word bonovox, which means a good voice. His real name is Paul.
Again, not so catchy in the music industry.
No.
What should we listen to?
Let's listen to Beautiful Day by U2.
Thanks very much, Riley.